So what that leaves is attachment. Trump hasn't left this hanging as an accusation. He's welded himself to it. Years from now, this won't be remembered as a claim or a dispute. It will be remembered as something he announced and displayed with pride. Power usually survives by letting time blur responsibility. Trump did the opposite. He stamped his own name and face onto the act and made it permanent. And this exposes how international law actually functions, when it functions at all. It's not an automatic enforcement machine, though it should be, quite frankly. It's a credibility economy. Its currency is consistency, and Trump has forced a valuation moment there. The price might not be paid immediately, but it's very real. So from here on, every invocation of law elsewhere is going to be measured against his silence or engagement. And there's a temptation to retreat into cynicism here a little bit, to say this is how it has always been. Power breaks rules quietly. It does it all the time. So what? Yet what Trump has done is break them very, very loudly. He's removed all the fog that usually allows institutions to manage contradictions without admitting to them. And all because he cannot keep his mouth shut. Now, Trump's defenders may argue that nothing will happen. They may be very right in a narrow sense, but nothing here is not neutral. Nothing becomes something when it's compared and repeated and remembered against other examples. And this case will be remembered because Trump ensured it would be. The system has always lived with violations. What it can't live with is being shown up. And Trump didn't just cross a line. He pointed at it, named it, stamped his own name on it like he does with literally everything else.